So in the end, we come back onto New Market Road, and remember that the road now goes over the railway. Now, the railway was built in 1845, and it made a huge difference, because now, instead of goods coming up and down the river, they could be transported much faster by rail across the country to places that the rivers didn't go. So they could go right up to the north, right into the Midlands, easily down to London. And this really put an end to the fair, because people didn't need to have one time in the year when they could go and buy things, because they could reach the shops all year round. And you could just go shopping in Cambridge or any other town to get the things you needed, rather than wait for September. So the railway was built right across the middle of where the fairground used to be. And they did make a provision. They said, well, there should be some protection for the people who still wanted to run the fair, a very, very small fair, but the railway would run underneath the road and over so many of the places where there used to be the big booths for the fair. But the fair really had finished by this time, almost. It ran on for a few more years. They sold some onions, they sold cheese, they sold some timber, and they sold some ironmongery. And there were a few shows, not nearly as good as the ones there used to be. And gradually they became fewer and fewer and fewer, until in 1933, people decided that really there was no point in the mayor coming out to announce the fair every year, because there was nobody to announce it to. So they passed a rule in the council that that would be the end. Officially, there would be no more fair, and the mayor would not go out to announce that Sturbridge Fair was about to take place, because it wasn't. But now, just as a little commemoration of this great fair, you can come to the Leper Chapel in September on a Saturday afternoon, about the same time that the Great Sturbridge Fair used to run, and you can enjoy some side stalls, some entertainment, some food and some drink, and remember the great fair that used to take place here for those hundreds and hundreds of years. And somebody will show you what hops look like, and there will be peddlers who will show you trinkets and beads that you can sell, and there will be a storyteller or two, and other ways of spending your money, perhaps ice creams as well, which they certainly didn't have in the Middle Ages. So we're doing better having ice creams today. And that really brings the whole story of the fair right up to date.